Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated, internationally syndicated motorsports show. Brought to you by the award-winning father and son car building team and the hosts of the show, Bubba and Tom.
We go. Good morning, Bub. It is Saturday morning here in beautiful, sunny South Florida, man. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing really good so far, man. Just getting in, getting set up, and getting ready to crank some serious stuff out here.
A lot of great stuff going on, man. It's funny because we did move the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast to a once a month broadcast here on Saturday morning. So sometimes I feel like I'm kind of off guard a little bit. I got up at 4 this morning trying to kind of think through everything. It's kind of a strange thing, you know?
Yeah, not really.
No, not at all.
Not at all. First Saturday of every month.
Lots of great stuff going on.
I feel like that's just the same thing. You just get up and you come in and do it the first Saturday of every month.
How about that? Good morning to everybody around the world. Thank you for joining us here on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Good morning to all of our good friends up there at Orange County Choppers. We're going to be talking about them and with them here on today's show. A lot to get going, Bub. I want to say good morning to Robin. Good morning to Leila. Thank you to our producer, Matt, who's outside the broadcast studio out there. He's been running around like a chicken with his head cut off all morning long, getting us ready to go, Bub.
Yeah, he has. And he's still looking for cables. We're live, and he's still looking for cables to plug in somewhere.
Yeah, I see him out there on a ladder, and he's like throwing them over the beams and the ceilings and everything.
You know,
like that,
he's on top of a 12-foot ladder right now, throwing cables everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Visit us online for over 20,000 parts. Thank you, Bub. Really, really appreciate it. Good morning to Chris Burke. Good morning to Sean from OCC, who's going to be joining us at 9:25, Bob. A lot of great stuff. We're going to be talking to Sean on a monthly basis now, along with Senior and Joni and all those guys. And he's going to be giving us the latest in what's going on from OCC headquarters.
Awesome, man.
There's going to be some marriage between Matt and OCC and BE, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Orange County Choppers, Bub. Orange County Choppers are choppers done.
Bubba style.
Absolutely are. And we're going to be talking a lot about what's going on with OCC and BEM. They've been busy this week wrapping up the filming of the new season, Bob.
Yeah, man, can't wait. Hey, it's I want to say it's, and we can confirm with Sean, I want to say it's the 12th. I believe it's
February, isn't it?
I think it's January 12th. January? You keep pushing that out to February.
I'm pretty sure, man.
It's January 12th.
I'm so lost, dude. It's not even funny.
It's
man.
Pretty bad.
How about that, Bob?
Let's get you a calendar. You see that pad in front of you with that pen that's on it?
Why don't you
start writing on that thing?
How about that? Are we going to the gym right after this, Bob?
No.
Oh, okay. How about that? Good morning, Joe Kramer up there in Vienna, Virginia. Joe, how are we doing, my friend? Matt's standing right outside the broadcast studio right here, and he's waving. Why are you flipping Joe off out there, Matt?
That's just how they roll.
He's not really doing that, Joe. You know that, my friend. Hey, Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about, and then we're going to start jumping into some other stuff. A lot of requests are coming in, Bub, about cars and relationships and how those play out within the marital relationship or relationship that you have. So the money and the cars and all of that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to be talking about today's engine technologies, Bub, versus yesterday's engine technologies. And I want to kind of get, you know, a couple of people have asked about that. Those are kind of the overviews of what we're going to do. Then Sean's going to join us from OCC. Who knows who else? I know Senior and Joni and John are all out there having breakfast this morning. They're probably drinking Bloody Marys, Bub, if I know them.
Listen, man, I can't wait to get to tomorrow. Because for some reason, I just have a feeling that there's going to be brunch and mimosas all day. And down here, of course, they're bottomless. So you just get going and you get going. And then when you've got Matt with you, it just doesn't stop at all. And before you know it, you're 12:30, not even 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're trying to hold your feet up.
That's exactly right. And not a bad thing, though, right?
Not a bad thing at all.
So, Bub, talk a little bit about, let's bring everybody up to date with the brand new state-of-the-art BEM facility and how it's going, man.
So, yeah, man, it's, awesome setup, 12,000 square foot facility. We had, literally built to spec. We were just actually going over the contracts and build out plans for what we still have to come this morning. So a lot of great things, man. A full in-house paint booth, paint facility, upholstery facility, design, mechanical department, high horsepower center, man. I mean, it's any and everything you can imagine. The full power sports division is all set up and running now.
Yes, it is.
The bike building side is all set up and fully functional now. All the equipment's in from Woodward Fab, so it's literally like You walk in, you just start to finish. You don't stop grinding. It's just that simple.
You don't. I think we've got one more area we're focusing on right now. That's the upholstery facility, Bub, and it's almost done.
Well, yeah, man. It's funny, too, because I've actually got quite a few jobs lined up from an upholstery standpoint right now. One that we're finishing up for one of the ball players.
Yeah.
Doing something pretty massive there. Plus, we've got a couple more lined up for a couple shows coming up here in the next 2-3 weeks.
Well, and not only that, you know, we've got the OCC, Senior Series bike seats, all of that stuff, man. That's just going on. There's so much
great
stuff.
That's all a walk in the park right there.
Oh, that's a walk.
Do some embroidery, do some gluing, do some stitching. We're done.
How about that? Does that mean I can sew stuff and stick it to the wall?
No.
No?
No, you put them on the seat pan.
Does anybody know that the original seat design that you and Senior worked around the clock Thursday through Friday morning through a Monday morning when you sent those back out to Newburgh, New York, overnight mail, that is framed and sitting in the lobby area for people to actually see when they come visit?
I think I saw that.
It's pretty cool, right?
Frame job is terrible, but it's there.
I did it.
I know you did it.
How about that, man?
It's pretty bad.
Bub, how do relationships play out with cars and money?
Before we even go into that, you ever have like maybe a 2 to 4 year old child bring you something super important that they were at school and they were at their class?
Yeah,
used
to do it all the time.
They were
into that.
You know, they thought of something that they wanted to draw and bring to someone special.
Yeah, then you grew into
that. And then you get it and you look at this sheet of paper and like it's everything.
Yeah.
But when you look at this thing, it looks like helter skelter went on this paper.
Yeah.
That's the way that frame of the seat cover looks in the front office.
It's not that bad.
It honestly looks like a 2 to 4 year old built and produced this thing and then just handed it off. You got to smile and take it.
Did you like the Van Gogh I painted on the wall?
It's really bad.
Right? Kind of looks like Mikey's paintings, doesn't it?
Hey, you know, those things are pretty artsy.
How about that, man?
That's right.
Right on, man. How funny was it the way Mikey looked at when we were up at OCC headquarters as the elf?
I wasn't sure if it was like a combination of elf Santa's helper / Hulk. I really couldn't tell what was going on.
And it was funny when Nick walked outside, they walked outside the employee door and went out with a spray can and started spraying him green.
Yeah, because the hand paint stuff was just not working.
Yeah,
so they just had to
just way too
resource
funny,
the green
that?
Spray paint.
How about that, Bub? Jump into it. Let's talk a little bit about how do relationships play out with motorsports, Bub?
So, you know, that's a pretty tricky question, man. I know some people think about it and have to deal with it. Some people don't, you know, whether you're in a relationship or not. But and our relationship status here is open. This could be male, female. This could be male, male. Hopefully not.
Could be.
This could be female, female. This could be transgender going to male / female.
Why is it going down that road?
Listen, I don't know. I'm just trying to throw out all the options in today's world.
Dual purpose bikes, right?
There you go.
How about that?
Multifunctional. I don't even know, dude. I mean, just listen, whatever the status is whatever it is.
So, I mean, Bub, how does it play out? For example, you know, there are some guys that are probably pretty selfish and don't worry too much about it and put their cars and their motorsports before everything else. I guess there has to be a certain amount of responsibility that comes with being involved with motorsports overall, right?
Well, of course, man. And that's where it's, you know, it could change with anything. It's, you know, in order to, you know, play around in like the motorsports arena, you know, cars, trucks, bikes, on-road, off-road, doesn't matter what it is. It all costs money. The whole sport revolves around money. It's just that simple. There's no other way around it. Parts aren't free. You know, things, installations aren't free. Fab and design is not free. Time is not free. You know, and if you want something unique or you want something modified, that stuff costs. At the end of the day, it costs. It costs somebody either time or materials or, you know, anything, you know, all the way down to just shipping things. It costs money. So, you know, it really comes down to what people want to end up doing and how far they want to invest with stuff like that. And how far you invest is what your end result is going to be.
And Bub, one of the things that we do here and we get a lot of pushback on, but it's a good qualifier. Robin actually instituted the policy that it's a $135 write-up fee for somebody to bring their vehicle through the door.
Right.
That money is credited back to the client if the work is started.
Mm-hmm.
But it covers 1 hour of our time or your time to do the design or go over the vehicle, look at the build, and put it all down on paper. Now, certainly that's not near what you put into it. You know, you'll have 5, 6, 10 hours into a design or a build, if not more. But it qualifies people, and yet people complain about that.
Well, you know, it lets you know if somebody's serious. I mean, it's and if you are serious, then you are going to move forward with a project. You've probably already gone out, and a lot of people have. You know, for example, let's just say, let's throw basics out there. Maybe you went and bought a Jeep, right? So first things that people do to Jeeps are what?
Lifts, wheels, and
like,
tires.
That's like some of the first stuff you do. You can get very cheap lifts. You can do very small things that really modify and personalize a Jeep. for a really low cost, right? So some people are on budgets with Jeeps. Some people just go endless. They just don't care. You know, let's just say for basics, you want to do a Jeep. Well, you know, most likely you've gone out, if you already went and purchased a Jeep, or maybe you're looking at purchasing it, you've probably gone out and done a little bit of research. You've looked through books. You've looked through off-roading books. You've looked at where you're trying to go, like with your end goal in terms of, you know, the looks and the style and maybe the lift height, things like that. You know, and you've taken that time, you've done the research. So really, when you think about it, if you've done all of that research and you're now ready for that next step, you've got the Jeep, you're ready to take it in, you're ready to get a lift kit and a wheel and tire package installed, I guarantee you, you've probably already seen a setup or looked into something online with a simple search to find out roughly where you're going to be, whether it's $1,500, $2,000, $1,000, $4,000, whatever setup it is you're looking for. So you've kind of already taken that next step. So in your mind, you have this pre-built number floating around back there. Again, whatever that, you know, quality and brand is you're looking with. So when you go into a facility and they tell you like, hey, listen, it's going to be a certain fee to sit down, to package this stuff up, you know, for my company to stop whatever it's doing, to price up and build a package for you that's specific to your liking and taste, that costs time, right? And time is money. So at the end of that, you shouldn't complain about something like that. If you've already done that research and you know you're going to get it, then what does it matter if you know you're going to move forward with that next step? Don't waste someone else's time. Walk in, you pay the write-up fee, you go forward with it. And then once that's done, that money gets credited right back to you. So it's not a loss if you're already moving forward with the build that you've already done the research on and know what numbers you're going
to
spend.
You're just putting the money up front just to qualify it is all you're doing.
Right. And if people aren't ready for it, then just don't waste my time. It's that simple.
And, Bub, you are considered amongst the top three.
And by the way, that is how every company in today's world goes.
Doctors,
in any sort of
lawyers,
profession.
Mercedes-Benz,
you don't walk
Toyota.
In for a single checkup for 5 minutes of consultant, sure. Interview, nothing for free. That doesn't happen anymore.
It doesn't. You are considered amongst the top three designer and builders in the industry today. That's something you should be very, very proud of. Now, with that, Bub, comes a lot of aftermarket. You know, you're trying to maintain your relationship with the very beautiful model, Layla Von Athey, who, you know, is a wonderful, wonderful supporting person. You study relentlessly. You study 24/7. You leave here, you get an hour break in the gym, you go home, you go back to work again. You start learning the latest in technologies and products out there, so you can keep on the cutting edge of that. And that takes time, man. That takes money. It takes effort to keep yourself in the game like that.
Yeah.
So how does that translate into pricing? How does that translate, or does that just you bring that to the table?
It never does. You know, it's my time's not getting paid for, you know, when I'm outside of work doing research or learning things, or, you know, that's, for example, everybody, you know, anybody big in the industry typically goes to SEMA every year, which is like the biggest and largest car show in the entire world. And that's what, if you want to be good, that's where you go to see what the latest and greatest in products and technology are. Everything from tooling to equipment, sure, to designs to industry fads, you know, like what's in, what's not in right now, you know, to different designs of manufacturers, wheel companies, tire companies, paint schemes, you know, everything from, you know, graphics to 3M vinyls to wraps. I mean, everything you can imagine that people would want to do to their car, it gets updated almost on a daily basis. And then yearly that stuff comes around at the SEMA show. And things like that, they're not cheap. I mean, you're typically going to spend probably between $5,000 and $10,000 just to go to SEMA for an entire week, not taking a car.
So how?
That's just to go and to, you know, pay for your hotel rooms. You're looking at $300-$400 a night.
Oh, it's $10,000 just to go to SEMA.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So it's like the expense is massive, and that stuff doesn't get paid for magically. You know, that comes from somewhere, and no one pays for that. That's essentially out of your profits that you've made over the year.
That's correct. Good morning to the beautiful Robin who's watching us now. Who's doesn't see Matt running around out there with all the cameras. It's kind of cool the way we have this studio built, Bub. There's a window right here that we can see out of, and the cameras can see in too. So it allows a multi-vision type experience once Matt gets done and edits everything. It's a really nice feeling, right?
Yep.
It's a really good feeling, man. Matt drove all the way. He leaves, ladies and gentlemen. Matt is the producer of our shows. There's going to be some integration with OCC as well. And he is very good at what he does from the digital and social media and episodic. It's what's made us number one in part to our personalities. And good morning to Jeff Graham, who's watching us out there. And It's neat, Bub, in that you get that same feel, but you don't get it until the edited version comes out. That's mm-hmm. when you see the beauty of what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the setup, of course, of this facility, we're just now getting the upholstery shop finalized.
Man. Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's been a lot, you know, working with the contractors, especially over like the past 3 weeks or so. It's, you know, it's been a lot, man. 3-4 weeks has just been, you know, you got to think from like, you know, start of October all the way through, you know, the first of the year is just, it's madness, man. It's, and on top of the madness, you know, between everybody traveling, employees coming and going for holidays, because they have families,
phones out, electric,
just, I mean, all kinds of stuff. It's just absolute madness when you have, you know, all these different things. You look, it's like back to back from, you know, you work with like Halloween, then you go straight from Halloween into the Thanksgiving time. So it's like, there's a couple days off in Halloween. Plus there's like Thanksgiving time. Yeah. Typically is like a week off for people between traveling before and after. You know, so then you're dealing with not just that, but then you get into like the month of December. Well, you know, we had our stuff we had to do with OCC up in New York for the first 2 weeks of that. So then it's like, you come out of that, you're back for 5 days and you're gone again for Christmas. Then you're back for 2 days and you're gone again for New Year's. And it's like you lose three freaking months out of the year.
It's been brutal, man.
You know, and that was this year, we weren't able to make it to SEMA because of how crazy the schedules were. In terms of getting the shop built, getting all the contractors in here and working in here. Man.
And by the way, those failed and you and I had to pick up that side of it, man.
Oh, man.
It's been, we were discussing that this morning. Good morning to Bob Simmons. How are you, man? Thanks for joining us, man. Been a while since you've been out there and with us. It's nice to see you back with us. Joe Kramer says, I got to say that I'm lucky to have a girlfriend who loves my car and supports my hobbies, and I support hers. But we also keep each other in check. If either of us is going overboard, we reel the other one in. And that's a great way to do it. That's a very... balanced way to do things, Bob.
Well, you know, and that's key, man, is, you know, again, kind of back to that subject a little bit is, you know, how far you can really take and push it. And, you know, I've thought about it a lot lately because I've done so many insane designs and rides and builds.
Yeah,
and
man.
I mean, everything from bikes to the trucks to the cars. You know, I look at how much money I've put out and put into that kind of stuff that at the end of the day, you never get any of that back and it's gone.
Yeah.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it till you kind of reflect back on it. You look at what investments you've made and what's good and what's a bad investment. You know, and that's just all trial and error, especially in the car world, is, you know, trying to do what's trendy and what's in and what's out. And one
or
day,
setting the trend as you
one day you could do something that could be worth $100,000 2 months from now. That same exact design you just did could be at the bottom of the fad right now, and it could be worth 40. So, you know, it's a huge, huge up and down swing. So you want to know like how far to push that limit, how far to go with it. When to stop when you start to get in that upside down position. You know, you got to know when to cut your losses and be in a safe zone.
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, Orange County Choppers.com, Orange County Choppers.com. Studio lines are open for just a couple minutes. I'm going to keep them kind of closed here today because of what we've got going on. Bub, 714-242-5166. We can sneak a couple calls in. 714-242-5166. But we do have Sean joining us here shortly, Bub, so I'm not going to be able to keep the phone lines open much today.
Yeah.
So, Bub, let's jump over real quick. I want to talk about what are today's technology. Okay, summarize what we're saying. So enjoying the motorsports hobby is a good thing. If you're a millionaire and money doesn't matter, go all in and do what you got to do and include your family.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, even then, it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or not. Everything has a peak value, and you can always
go
upside down.
Well said.
You know,
some people it doesn't matter, does it?
To some people it doesn't matter, you know, at the end of the day, but to a lot of people it does. And, you know, if you put in, for example, if you buy a car that's, you know, 20-30 grand, maybe you put another 10 or 20 into it to your personal liking and taste, you know, you're 40-50 into a car that may only be able to pull 35 on the best absolute day. So yeah, you might enjoy it at the time when you just completed the build, you just had the project done, you love it, everything about it's great. But now you're getting to that point where you're getting bored with it, you've had it for a year, you've had it for 2 years, 3 years, whatever, and you want to get rid of the thing. Well, you're kicking yourself because now you're going to lose 15 or 20 in the back of your mind. Really, it doesn't matter at the end of the day because the money's gone, but it's the fact that like that sits in the back of your mind. You're like, man, why did I even do it? You know, I want to get rid of the car, but now I can't get back out of it what I've put into it. And that's just the way it is. I mean, if someone were to walk in here and spend $3,000 on a set of wheels tomorrow, person probably couldn't take them out of the shop and try to sell them for $1,500 on Craigslist because it has to be a specific or a personal design that makes people want to dump that kind of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if they're brand new still in the box. It's just the reality of the way it is. And like,
so in other words, if you buy a part now, tomorrow, it's not going to be worth what you paid for it.
It wouldn't be worth that in an hour. And that's the same thing as it is at, you know, car dealerships. If you walk in to go buy a brand new Ford Mustang right now, you're going to pay 40, 50, sometimes 60, 70, depending if it's like a Roush package or whatever. If you went in and paid for a brand new Roush right now, it's 70 and went home and took literally professional photos of it and shot it up on eBay or something, it wouldn't pull 60. Right out of the gate, it would already be like a $10,000-$15,000 loss. People want the cheapest thing for the best price.
And
or
people
the best
have gotten
thing for the
very
cheapest
selfish
price.
About the cheapness.
Yeah, big time.
You know, they want the best for less.
Always.
And you can't do that because they're not the ones that have the bills to pay, the lights to pay, everything else. Mark Hoffman, good morning to Mark Hoffman, the BEM dirt track driver. He said he wanted to check in. He's currently at the DC Big Flea in Chantilly, Virginia, working the market. When he is not out there racing the dirt track car, Bud, he is doing a lot of bartering through the flea markets and stuff like that. So he's tied up today.
Yeah.
So good morning to you, Mark, out there. How's the weather? He's going to be at Cars and Coffee in February. Okay, so everybody, if you want to meet the BEM dirt track driver that does a spot here with us on every show, he won't be with us today because he's out working a flea market today. But if you would like to meet the BEM dirt track driver along with us in person, then be with us at the February Cars and Coffee event. Mark, what is the date on that, if you'd please tell me? Up there in Chantilly, Virginia. Let me know what the date of that is. We'll get together and tell everybody where to come meet us. Be some fun, Bob.
Yep.
I know where the drone is. Matt doesn't.
I have no idea where it is, actually.
I think it's in a closet at the house.
It's possible.
I'm going to wreck it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Matt's laughing outside the studio. I think that's where it is. It'd be pretty funny if that's where it was. So, Bob, if you must drink responsibly is what you're saying. If you must play in motorsports, play responsibly.
Well, either that or just know what you're getting into. It's just that simple, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you know that it's, I swear, man, and that's the stuff that people don't get. If you have a brand new setup, I kid you not, if you have a brand new setup, say, for example, you just went and bought a $2,000 Borla exhaust for this new Mustang you just got, right? Well, maybe you got the exhaust in, you stuck it on the car, you started the car one time, and you're like, okay, yeah, way too loud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the case. Well, Borla's not going to return it or exchange it because it's already been opened and installed. So now you've got this brand new system you just paid $2,000 for, maybe had the car running for 3 minutes. Guaranteed you won't get $1,200 for it.
You won't, man.
And that's just the way it is. You know, that's what happens when you start working with, you know, the aftermarket industry, and there's nothing that has to do with the quality of product, the quality of what you bought. The Borla exhaust is a Borla exhaust. It doesn't matter if it's been started for 3 minutes or 200 hours. It's still going to be a Borla fully polished stainless exhaust. It's going to be worth quality, worth money, but you just don't get it back. That's the way people look at anything in the automotive world.
It really is. Mark says, I'll sign autographs at Cars and Coffee. Well, then what we'll do, as you know, we have a whole autograph station that we take with us on the road, Bob. We'll just grab some of the black markers and walk around and sign people's cars.
We could do that.
How's that?
Yeah.
We'll find something gold to sign down there. The Cars and Coffee. Hey, good morning to Ray Montalva. How you doing out there? Ray, you're out in Ohio, if I remember. Please let me know, man. How you doing, man? How were your holidays? Let us know how it was. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, man. Joe Kramer saying, market is fluctuating. It's frustrating. Looking for affordable parts for the 240. Joe is building a really nice 240, ladies and gentlemen. Up there in Virginia was impossible until the FRS BRZ. What is FRS and BRZ, Bob, please?
Like the Subarus.
Okay.
A little two-door sports car coupe.
Okay. Came out. 240 parts dropped as FRS and BRZ went up.
Yeah, you know, and that's some of the stuff too that happens. It's everything like Joe Kramer saying. It's market fluctuation is insane, man. It's you know, some days some things could be worth an extreme value, and some days they're just worth absolute dog poop. And it's you know, it sucks because you have to go with the industry and the trends on it. You know, there were times that were you know, for example, and we'll talk about this in a minute. We'll get into it a little deeper, but let's say the chopper industry. You know, let's go
crazy.
We're going
to be talking to the guys from OCC.
Let's go back to like the 2000s. You know, 15, 20 years ago, at the height of like the chopper industry, man. And you know, there were times where people were walking in. Honestly, I kid you not, they were just opening their checkbook and throwing $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 at a single two-wheeled motorcycle with custom paint with graphics on it. Ultimately, the thing didn't probably take more than 40, 45, 50 all in to build. But that's what the market fluctuation does, is if there's a demand for something, people will just stupidly throw money on it, and you'll never get it back. That same $200,000 bike right now might be worth 15.
Unless it's an Orange County chopper.
That's a monster difference.
It's a huge difference. Good morning to Mike Galbraith. He's got a little stalker getting ready to prowl the streets of South Florida.
Hey,
Bob, get ready, man. Really, really, really stupid, man. Hey, Ray says, yes, he's up in Cleveland. See, Bob, we just got – NBC just did a press release on us. We are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show, okay? We have 10.325 million listeners around the world as per this NBC press release. And I even remember where Ray's from, man.
That's right.
That's really good stuff.
Yep.
Man. Morning to Michelle Donnelly White. She's out there watching. Michelle, where are you guys living now? Are you still up in the Northeast or where are you guys living? How are you, Michelle? It's nice that you've joined us here. I do appreciate it. So, Bob, the bottom line is be responsible if you're in the motorsports deals, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And just know what you're getting yourself into.
Bob, let's move into the next segment now, man. Good morning to everybody around the world. Ray, I'm real, real glad the holidays were great, man. Ours were wonderful as well. It was, as Bob was saying earlier, it was a little more rushed than we would like it to have been. We really didn't get any time away this year, nor much time to do shopping because of how busy it's been. We've kind of been behind about 90 days because of the general contractors here not getting their job done. And Bob and I have stepped up and had to, and we're not, you know, GCs, but I've stood back in awe as Bob has literally figured out how to work in that realm or that environment.
Hey man, listen, let me tell you, if you want to talk about a retard proof easy job to have is freaking general contractors, dude. Cutting some wood and laying some drywall, that's nothing more than screws and cutting stuff and putting Bondo on it. It is easy as that. I would love to see one of these clowns try to do some sort of sheet metal work.
Amazing.
Holy crap.
Well, you're very,
you want to talk about an easy job.
Yeah, you're very good with performing metal and
listen,
sheet work.
Running electrical and stuff inside of buildings, way too easy.
It was great.
These clowns couldn't freaking wire up four speakers if they had to in a car.
It was great until I saw five fire trucks pull up out front and you walked out and all your hair was standing up on end, you were black.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes you gotta test the limits.
How about that? Michelle Donnelly's in Pompano Beach. Was up there in Virginia, right, Bob?
Yeah, that's like 20 minutes, 30 minutes from here. Not
yeah,
too bad.
No, that's not bad at all, man. Just
yeah.
South, right?
Yep.
So she's down here enjoying the beautiful, sunny South Florida weather as well.
Hey,
man,
that's the way to do it, man.
It is.
Man. Right now.
Isn't
it's like, I don't know, 75 or so outside.
How about when we were up at OCC headquarters, man?
Oof.
Good night, Irene.
Forget that, dude.
No, that was bad, man.
Yeah.
And we left the Northern Virginia area to get down in this area so we could spend.
And now we got
to
keep going back up there.
Oh, my goodness.
Even further
man.
North.
How about, yeah, even further north.
And
past
dang it,
DC,
senior.
Up to, yeah, God dang it, senior is right. We'll get him. We'll get senior, right? He's
yeah.
looking good, man. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
I know you and he are in a bodybuilding contest right now.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But Joe Kramer says, haha, our firehouse is 16 months behind schedule. Feel lucky. Yeah, no doubt, man. It's just the quality of these people, I think, in many cases, Joe. They just don't do what they were supposed to do. But yeah, you and Senior are in a bodybuilding contest, which is pretty cool itself, Bob.
Hey, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Man, he's really putting it on, though, man.
Yeah, he's looking really good. He actually did a great photo the other day that they posted up on Instagram. Looks killer.
Did anybody see the YouTube channel? There's a gentleman out there by the name of Eric that owns a company, a YouTube channel called American. What's the name of it, Bob?
No idea what you're talking
American
about.
American Chopper News.
Oh, yeah. American Chopper News on YouTube.
Tell everybody about that, man.
Yeah, man. So you guys ought to check that out. He's incredible stuff, man. It's
pretty cool thing.
Eric did some. Some crazy things that he does in terms of, you know, overviews, brief overviews, you know, what's the latest, kind of like an informative, up-to-date, you know, stay with everybody on what's going on right now, a little quick private news type deal. But if you guys haven't seen that, it's on YouTube. Just look at American Chopper News. You can search bar, I guess, on that search bar like that. And it comes right up, man. You'll see a picture of Senior. You'll see a picture of us in there. And then, you know, just a bunch of great information that's combined together. A great setup he did.
And you know what's cool, Bob, is, you know, you get a lot of positive and negative press doing what we do. Disregard the negative. Stay in the positive, of course. And I called Eric. I actually emailed him because it says it's got the picture of Senior, one of the more recent ones of him.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I'm back with BM or something like that. And I watched the video. It was like a 6-minute video, and the accuracy of the information was right on. So
yeah, no, it was really good.
It was real good, man.
Yeah.
So I fired off a message to him, and I said, "Hey, man, I want to talk to you."
What time is it? I got to go to the gym.
It's 9:28, man.
All right,
yeah,
let's go
to the gym. But I fired off a message to him, and I wanted to talk to him about it. He called me back. Gave me his phone number. I called him back. I said, how did you get your information? Where did it come from? And he said, I just stay up with everything you guys do and everything that OCC does.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to keep it in a very positive light. And it reflected back in his editorial or his reporting back to the world and the videos that he was putting together. It was very accurate, man.
Yeah, that's good.
There was only one thing I had to put together, and that was the situation between Senior and Paulie, which are staying in separate lanes.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Yes, so yeah. I wanted to make sure that that was clarified. That was the only thing. Other than that, it was go check it out. American Chopper News, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see it up there. It says, I'm back. Bub, until we have Bob Simmons watching, listening while heading south on I-81 in Southwest Virginia. Hey, Bob, where are you going down in Southwest Virginia? Roanoke area, Blacksburg? What's going on down there, man? And how have you been? Robert, it's nice to hear back from you. Bub, let's jump into it until Sean calls in from Orange County Choppers. I want to jump into, Bub, what are the differences between today's engine technologies and yesterday's engine technologies, not just cast iron heads?
Listen, man, that's like a subject that doesn't even – it's not even something you discuss anymore. I mean, today's technology in terms of everything hands down takes the cake. It's just that freaking simple. You could go on for days about – the design styles and, what builds today's components and electronics and, the castings and the way things are, production molded in terms of aluminum and the way that they can handle heat and, disperse temperatures and create power and the fuel economy you can get out of it all. I mean, it's all built into today's stuff and it's just continually getting better by the day as well.
Hey, Bob Simmons says he's heading to Alabama. Hey, don't stop in Alabama. Keep coming. Whereabouts in Alabama are you going, Bob? And keep heading south, man. Come spend some time with us here at OCC. I'm sure Robin would like to say hi to you as well. I believe they went to high school together, didn't they, Bob?
I don't know.
They graduated. Am I right about that, Robin and Robert? 76, is that right? God, you guys are old.
That's when you graduated, Hot Rod, so try again.
No, I was a guy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I'm aware of that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you. I didn't want you to know that side of it.
Yeah, well, I do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
How about when I fell off the ladder the other day?
I've seen it every time you get on a ladder.
I do.
It's bad, dude. You're seriously like a baby deer when you get on a ladder for some reason. Your legs just turn up to like 1,000 on the shake level.
That's pretty.
I'm talking on like the second step. You're not even 14 inches off the ground.
I think it's 8 inches at that point.
The ladder's literally like from your legs shaking so much.
Hey, good morning to our wonderful partner. Andrew out there at Extreme Dimensions.
What's up,
man?
Andrew,
how are you doing? Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations are body kits done Bubba style. You are an exclusive builder and dealer with the Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations line, Bub.
Yeah, man. And that's great too that he just popped on because it's kind of fits into what we're talking about with, today's technology and where things are going. The guys over at Extreme Dimensions, I mean, they are literally it's most companies create products like they release, 1, 2, 5, 10 products that are new every year. Extreme is within their Carbon Creation side and their and their Duraflex side. They're literally creating stuff. I'm talking like 40 products a month.
Yeah, it's crazy,
which is,
man,
a massive amount of products.
But and you're currently putting together the world's first 2018 5-liter twin turbo Hellion Mustang scheduled for a photo shoot next week. Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations are all over that thing. I saw yesterday when I was in the gym an email come through the sales account that you've got a trunk coming or something like that, Bob.
Yeah, so we're really pushing the limit on this car. This client is he's an older client, so he doesn't want to be obnoxious. His cars that he has are very, very high end luxury, all north of 200 250. And they're all, they're very high class, luxurious cars. They're everything you could possibly imagine. You get in them, they're super, super powerful because of the mass production side of them, the way that they're designed and built. But they're super comfortable and they've got the sleek styling and looks to them. And that's exactly how we're pushing this Mustang. We're pushing it as far to the possible edge as we can in terms of creating like a muscle / performance car, but also keeping that extremely smooth look and styling of what he's naturally used to and the comfort levels of what he's used to. So trying to not be super obnoxious on like the exhaust, for example.
Sure.
You build horsepower, things are going to get a little bit louder. We've actually got a Hellion twin turbo kit on this car and the thing's laying down 777 at the rear tire, so just over about 900 horse at the crank, and that's all on pump gas, 93 octane, nothing special. Super, super, super easy to drive, man. It's not a heavy clutch, it's nothing hard to steer or shift, or you literally just get in. It's super calm with the Borla exhaust with the active exhaust on it. You can keep this thing down.
What's
in a
an active exhaust, Bob?
So I was just getting into that. You can keep this thing nice and calm if you wanted to from an exhaust note standpoint. Right on the steering wheel, you've got all the push buttons where you can literally go through and adjust whether the exhaust is a straight through design, whether it is fully chambered through the mufflers. So you can literally make this thing quiet, calm, you know, medium, or just aggressively loud. So he has all those options. And it's really just, you know, it's an amazing setup. And that's what we're doing with the guys at Extreme Dimensions. We're going to push some insane product on this car, get some carbon on this thing, do some custom. This is actually a ruby red metallic. So factory from Ford, it is a pearl coat paint job, where it does take a little bit more work in the paint side of it, trying to get that to blend and match exactly as it should to the fenders, you know, for example, like the hood that's going on, the trunk that's going on, body panels that are going on. You have to make sure that you match those, or you're going to have to blend in into the factory paint to make it look like there's a seamless setup.
Yeah.
Because of how heavy the pearl is. If you go one coat too much on the pearl or one coat too less, it's going to change
the depth.
Just the depth of it alone will change, and you'll be able to stand back from the car 5 feet away and be like, well, something's off. So you've got to take the time and make it perfect.
That's a very good point, Bub. Rob Timmons says his grandson's birthday is next week. Happy birthday to him. Andrew over at Extreme Dimension says he wishes we had 93 octane here in California.
You know,
what a shame, man.
It's crazy that California's locked down that tight, man. You know, 93 octane gas is really not that heavy. And, you know, there are some places that only get up to like 91. Some places only even list to 89, which is incredible, man, even 90. And, you know, there are places here in South Florida, just pull up at some of the Sunocos here, and we actually have Sunoco 100 sitting right on the pump.
We do.
You know, and that's what a lot of guys tune for here in Florida is 100 octane tunes, especially with these guys with these Audis that are factory V8 twin turbo systems. I mean, you can get those cars just on a stage 2 tune with some of the APR stuff. You can get those up to 700-800 horsepower right out of the gate with a simple freaking tune and an exhaust system on those things, all bolt-ons. But those, they literally specify 93 octane, 100 octane, E85 if you're running E85, or just go out to your local track and you can get anything north of 110, 112, 120 turbo fuel.
Right on. Good morning to Nick Heppner. He's joined us. Nick, where are you? Tell us. We'd love to give you a shout out, and thank you, Nick, for joining us, man. We appreciate it. On the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. Thank you. I appreciate it. Andrew over at Extreme says, at least we have 91. We have 100 octane at select station, but it's $9.50 a gallon.
Jesus.
That's just absolutely ridiculous. Hey, Andrew, what are gas prices running out there in California right now? The gas station right here at the corner, we have a very large one there, Bub. We're down to $1.98 for regular there now.
Yeah.
That's
getting pretty
really
good.
Really good. Really, really good. That's E85 galore out here at $2.39 a gallon in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
So the E85 is what? Is that what they call a flex fuel, Bob?
Yeah, so technically a flex fuel, you can actually buy a lot of kits for today's high-performance cars, say, for example, like Corvettes, things that come factory production, you know, that require 93 octane. You can buy E85 kits through companies like DSX, things like that, that you can actually run an E85 conversion on it, which allows you to actually build more power, believe it or not. Most people think that going up to 100, 110 octane, 112 is going to be more power. Well, again, in today's technology, moving the bar forward, changing, you know, technical advancements, we're actually dropping down to things like E85 that burns a lot more clean, a lot more crisp, but also allows for a cooler, stronger power. So you can push boost levels up. You can actually run it as a mix setup. So there's a lot of different things that can change that can increase power right out of the gate.
So we may be seeing more of the E85 at pumps as we're seeing big manufacturers like Ford going to twin turbo applications on their EcoBoost truck series and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of direct fit E85 conversion kits that are pretty much popping up everywhere on the market right now. And again, those are things that cost time and money for these companies to produce and engineer and design. That in the long run give you exactly what you're looking for. They give you more power right out of the gate, better burn, cleaner, more efficient, and you know, that's what people are looking for.
So E85 is a good thing?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, very good. Andrew says it's 90 for 91 octane out in California.
Yep.
At Chevron, it's $3.59 a gallon, Bub.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Their E85 is 110 to 115 octane, depending on what brand the pump is. Now, Bub, let's talk about different octane levels because this seems to be being a big topic right now here as we're live. What is the higher the octane, the what?
So depending on your setup, it depends on the octane, how hot it's going to burn. I mean, there are so many different things in terms of fuel. There are RON listings that are, you know, what the actual octane is at the motor, what they are in the tank, all kinds of different things that go along associated with fuel. And each application, depending on like high horsepower stuff, requires something different. A lot of today's vehicles are all built based around like anywhere between 87 and 93 octane. Your average gasoline engine can run on that, right? You start getting into super high performance stuff, doing either, you know, supercharge or turbocharge applications, forced induction applications, nitrous applications, you start running different setups and you're going to start needing to run different fuel systems, either an auxiliary fuel system that has to bump in, you know, a secondary like 100 octane. If you're running standard on 93 all the time, maybe under 9 pounds of boost or higher, you're going to bump on a second fuel pump that's going to pick up from a different tank that's going to pull up like 120. So it could be a total 50-50 mix. You know, all just depends on your application and what you're building.
So it, Joe's saying, so high octane prevents ping, comma, and E85 burns cooler?
Right.
Okay. So the higher the number, the cooler it burns. But, Bub, isn't that counterintuitive? Don't you want it to burn hotter?
No. So the cooler you can get your setup, the stronger it's going to perform. You know, just like cars like to run in a certain operating temperature, cars like to take in a certain amount or a certain temperature of air in terms of air going into the motor, your forced induction application. Things perform a lot better at different temperatures, and cars love to be in cooler temperatures. So if you can get them to burn cooler, you're going to create more efficient power.
So does that mean you just open up the spark plug gap and it burns cooler?
Yeah, no, it doesn't change that quick.
It doesn't?
No.
So you have to get the air cooler coming into the motor and then get it cooler going through the motor, you're saying?
Right.
So this is where gasoline comes in, because the gas has to come into the motor, as does the air, and it has to mix before it hits the combustion chambers.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to find a way to cool it down.
That's right.
What about then, Bub, what is alcohol or methane or what all that
that's,
stuff?
That's totally different levels, man. Those are pure race rides, you know, whether it's on-road or whether it's off-road. Those things are pure track animals.
Okay.
You know, and those are when you're building stupid high horsepower setups, and I'm talking massive 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 horsepower setups that just can't properly run on anything less than raw alcohol.
But what makes the motor have to have that kind of fuel
typically
to run?
Power and compression.
Okay.
You know, everything is built differently. So you think about things like diesel motors, diesel trucks, those things are running compression ratios as high as 40 or 50 to 1, which is insane when your average motor is running like 8.5 to sometimes pushing like a 10 to 1 compression ratio. So all of that stuff changes. And that's what I'm saying. When you get into doing different fuel selections, it all comes down to ultimately what you've built your engine as.
So, Bub, Andrew's saying we wish he had our gas prices out in Cali just six months ago. 91 was $3.99 or more. You can find some stations still selling 91 in some areas over $4 a gallon, man.
Yeah,
but that's
crazy.
Taxes, Bub. That's just taxes.
Well,
and
you
that
know,
gets into another whole thing.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, man. The price of fuel that some guys, especially some guys that do it, and they take advantage of it is a shame. And typically you find that in either very densely populated areas or, you know, premium locations or things like, you know, gas stations that are off the side of like a turnpike or a highway. You know, like for us down here, like either the Florida Turnpike or I-95, both of them are side by side running north and south. And it's literally like gas stations on the edge of those have the highest prices. But if you come in a couple miles, you drop that thing down literally from 380 something a gallon down to like the 250 a gallon. It's a massive difference. It's crazy.
It's very, very crazy. So the bottom line is you want it to be cool. The higher the number, the cooler the burn,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Am I correct in that?
Yep.
So that's part of today's technologies, right?
Sean said he doesn't want to talk about the gas prices in New York. What do you got, Sean? Let's go.
And you know what?
It's not like you can be fuel efficient and ride around on a bike right now. I mean, come on. It's 30-something degrees and probably snowing.
Oof, freezing, man. Freezing. I want to see, Bob. Hold on one second here.
What do you got?
I want to try to get Sean in. He's saying he's on that line. He's saying I'm talking to Sean. I'm texting with him from OCC. I really want to get him in here with us today. Let's see. I don't know what you got going on right now. Bring him in, Bob, into a call with us. Let's call her, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe they changed it. Click on where it says invite guests, maybe. The big red button.
That one there, right there. Okay, no, let's see. That's not it.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to do either, Bob. I really
it used to have like a dial-out phone call thingy.
It did. And I hit this little one up here.
Yeah, that was it.
This one here?
Call a guest.
Yeah, it's not
nothing. You got nothing.
It's not doing it.
Yeah, it's not working at all.
I don't know why.
Must be wrong.
Could be. It could very well be. Sean, try calling that line I gave. Hold on one second. It keeps putting me into a listen in setting. That's weird. Sean, call the line again. Let me do that again. Call the line again, and let me see what's going on. I gave you that private number to get in on the hotline. If not, I have a way to do this. Bob, he can just call my cell phone, correct?
You could. You just have to hold it up to your microphone the whole time.
All right. So do that. Hey, Sean, call my cell, would you please? And I'll just hold it up so we can talk a little bit. Go ahead and call my cell phone, would you please? And we'll do it that way. We can get around whatever technical problems are up there coming out of the studio in New York. Good morning to Nate out there, Bub, your brother. And he says good morning to Matt as well. Sean says, I don't even want to talk about the gas prices here in New York. No, 46 cents a gallon to the state in taxes, man. That's just absolutely stupid, man.
Yeah.
Matt says, Joe Kramer on American Chopper, let's see, Junior built an ethanol bike and said it ran cooler. That's probably true, man. Morning, Pops and LOL Bro. Yeah. Hey, good morning, Nate. How are you doing out there? Cold up there, isn't it, man? In Northern Virginia, right, Bub?
I guess. I don't know.
Too cold, man.
Yeah.
Still just too cold. I don't know. Still having the same issue. It's just, okay, Sean, call my, here, let's do this. Here, just call myself.
Hold on 1 second, Sean. We're just going to call you.
Yeah.
This guy, he's just rambling on about it.
Hold on. Watch this. Here we go. We'll do it this way. All right.
Hold, please.
Hold on. We're going to do it this way.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How are you today?
Figured out what was going on.
Hey, there it is.
I'm looking out at our producer through the glass. Mr. Producer, can you hear Sean okay? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to Sean from Orange County Chopper. Sean, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing good. Absolutely amazing, man. Better now that you're on the air with us. I'm sorry we were having technical difficulties coming out of the Hard Studio in New York. You were trying to get through, and I apologize for that, man.
Oh, please, nothing to apologize for. Technical glitches happen.
They do. Sean, tell us a little bit about your role there at Orange County Choppers. You'll be making a regular appearance with us, as do Joni and the manager with RevFlow there and Senior. Tell us what you do and the importance of the role you play there at Orange County Choppers, man.
Well, I handle photography for social media. I submit dozens of photos a day to our social media guy, and then that gets filtered through and gets posted online. Also, my big pet project is our online store. I handle photography for the online store, back office stuff as far as like maintaining the website and just nerdy type stuff.
So it's not nerdy at all. Sean, you're a very integral part of the whole Orange County Choppers family up there. It is family. They are wonderful, wonderful.
It's absolutely a big family. For example, on my social media, I'm a very private guy, and I have no problem having my coworkers on my personal social media.
Yeah.
It is like a big family up here, and it's a great feeling coming to work every day.
It is. And now I'm going to jump right in here because you know that Senior and I are very close personal friends, and I keep that out of the media. Is Senior ever the person that he is portrayed to be on previous shows and things like that? Is that the person you know him as truly being?
Honestly, no, it's really not. Senior is seriously one of the nicest guys I've ever had the privilege of working with and for. He always has a kind word for you, takes an interest in you as a person, not just as an employee or a number.
Yep.
He's seriously a big teddy bear, to be perfectly honest.
And he's just a great guy, man, just to be around.
Oh,
and
very much so.
You know, I'm not shy about telling everybody the business model we adopted to build Bubba's Exotic Motorsports was based on him. All the way back in the days of the steel factory and the hard work. And he's just a super, super human being, man. And just there are some good things coming out of OCC without divulging too much, because I know that there's a lot we can't talk about. Tell us about some of the great things that are going on right now up there.
Well, we got a lot of good things going on right now. Retail is going through a really big shift.
It is.
As opposed to the sales we're offering, the promotions we're offering. They're working on revamping the cafe as far as the menu is concerned. As far as the online store is concerned, we're doing a lot of work there. That's just the stuff I'm directly involved with. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. Also, we're working on making OCC itself, as far as the destination spot is concerned, more inclusive to family. We got a go-kart track that we're working on putting down in the basement. We got laser tag and escape rooms going in. So We got a lot of exciting things going on.
Hey, Bub, we were able to see when we were up there working at OCC headquarters 2 weeks ago and doing the photo shoots of the Senior Series bikes and doing some live stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to see those changes from a retail perspective. You know, BEM did some big changes with the series, Senior Series bikes. We want to make this a destination place for people to come see the bikes, see what, all the great stuff. Share with everybody your experience visually, what it's like when you walk into the OCC retail showroom versus what it was before.
Well, you know, it's always been great. It's, you know, the way that the setup has been done, you know, originally when the new facility was built, you know, years ago, was almost like a museum essentially of the history of OCC in terms of, you know, bikes that were built, and, you know, each bike that was built that was seen worldwide that everybody drooled over was there on display in like a specifically designed and purpose built display. So for example, like the fire bike has, you know, a bunch of firemen, you know, things around
patches.
It, whether it be boots or patches from guys that travel from all over the world, or, you know, jackets or helmets or from 9/11, there were things there. So there's a lot of stuff like each bike that was custom built and purpose built for these shows was put on a beautiful display and, an amazing setup. And now while that is still there, it's now been taken from just a museum of the bikes and the history of what people have seen worldwide over an hour long show. You know, they've now turned it into a destination where there's everything from like the retail side to the restaurant, the cafe, the OCC cafe, that, by the way, the wings,
hi, the wings are
hands freaking down, bro. I mean,
best
honestly, like I will get on a plane just to fly up there for the wings. One of my key things is wings and a beer and that's it. And I will literally fly from here, go to New York just to get the wings and then come back down here. Kid you not.
And Lindley John's done a good job with that restaurant.
Incredible.
Yep.
You know, so it's everything from just like the destination of the history side of it, to see the bikes, to touch them, you know, to get photographs near the bikes, or even if you have somebody there with you, possibly on the bike, you know, so you could get all of these great things and fun, but now taking to that next level with the go-kart track for the family fun side, the laser tag, it doesn't get much better than that. It's, I mean, you can literally go, you could eat while you're eating. Your kids could be out playing in the arcade. They could be doing whatever the heck it is
they
want to do.
Man.
So it makes for a lot of fun. You can have a lot of fun there. You can see some of the stuff that's going on there. And in the background the entire time, all the guys are in the back in the shop building for the show.
It's really cool. Now, Bub, you've been a longtime visitor both in front of and behind the scenes at Orange County Choppers. How big is the OCC headquarters?
It's a monster, dude. It's almost indescribable how big it is. It's like you're walking through a mall.
And, Sean, what is it, like 100,000 square feet? Am I correct?
At least that, yeah. I'm not exactly sure the exact number, but it's pretty close to that, if not a little bit over.
When you were,
I mean, you're not shouting for someone in the building if you need them. Like, you're picking up the phone and calling them.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. And you know what, Sean? When you and Bub and I were walking around, I want to say a couple weeks ago, before we were behind the cameras and everything, we were walking across, you know, upstairs to the mezzanine area, through, you know, the weight room, you know, in fact, the administrative offices are up on the third floor going through some revamping now, right? Because they're becoming laser tag areas, right, Sean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They pretty much totally revamped the entire administrative area. Everybody got new offices. Everybody got shifted around a little, and the laser tag area is in the process of being built. They actually, I don't know if you guys saw it when you were here, but they have a right when you get off the elevator up onto the second floor now, there's a beautiful wooden counter
yeah.
in the building. So
yeah.
it's coming along really nice.
Really, really is. And you know what? I feel sorry for you.
Hey, plus don't forget the escape rooms. And by the way, if no one's ever done an escape room, I know the OCC ones are not finished up yet, but if you have not done one, definitely find one in your local area and go do a freaking escape room, man. It is the funnest thing in the world, especially if you can't figure it out.
That's pretty cool.
Because then you just sit there and
I'm
stuck.
I'm super claustrophobic, so escape rooms aren't for me.
Really?
No, you're going to do fine, man. You're going to do fine. And, you know, I actually feel sorry for you, Sean. Share with everybody who you share an office with.
I share an office with Mr. Jason Poole.
Isn't that a mess, isn't it, man?
You know what? All joking aside, I have no complaints. He's a great office mate. Plus his dog's a great.
It just sits there under the desk.
He brings his dog to work. His dog's the size of a small horse, and
yeah.
she's just a sweetheart.
Yeah, Jason's a really good cat too, man. Everybody there, you know, Josh, Ryan, Oz, everybody there, and everybody's going to see all the new characters on the second season, Bob. Hey, Sean, do you know when that starts? Joni and Senior have told me, and I keep saying it's the 12th.
I want to say it's the 12th of January. He keeps thinking February.
I just got confirmation, actually, from one of the producers who happens to be in the building today from Discovery. It's going to be February 12th. That's a Tuesday night.
Okay, February.
What
so,
a dick. So I've been screwing this up the whole freaking time, Sean.
That's not
two
often,
months
though,
I've been saying it's going to be January 12th. What a dick. I'm going to go edit all my social media now.
So,
God dang it.
Well, that's good. Okay, so February 12th, 10 p.m. on Discovery Channel. I can't wait till the Senior Series EOL event comes out. Of course, we're on that episode, Bob. That's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
But what Senior's done is he brought in two very high-end builders out of Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Ryan from Paper Street and Josh from Crybaby, and then brought Oz in as well. And the things that they're producing, you know, they're really, really – I mean, Bob,
hey, it's insane,
you're not
dude.
Often impressed, Bob. You're very rarely impressed. But you liked what you saw.
Well, man. Listen, it's hard to get guys that actually have a passion for what they do. They don't just do what they do to have money coming through their hands. You know, it's you know, when you find guys that truly enjoy what they do, there's no stopping it. You know, there's no end to the creativity in their mind or what they see and then what they're able to transform through their hands and their fingertips onto either metal or whether it's through artwork or, you know, for example, the wood grain bikes that they're doing right now are just freaking insane, man. It's you know, to be able to literally airbrush and paint what I would call perfect wood grain is very hard to do. And that's a serious skill. And that's exactly what's happening right now. If you guys haven't seen that, look at the OCC Instagram pages and you'll start seeing some of that stuff out there.
And how about Oz, man? He's just got a great personality, doesn't he, Sean?
Oh, he's a great guy. I have a lot of fun talking with him. And I can tell you some of the work I've seen him produce since he's been here, it's just blows me away.
Yeah, he's done a really, really, really good job. A lot of great things are going to come out of BEM and OCC in 19, I think, Sean. I really, really do, man.
I definitely agree.
It's going to be a great ride, man. Sean, I want you to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and see everything that's going on the Orange County Choppers website, Facebook page. Give us all the social media 411, man.
Well, you go on the Orange County, everybody who has Facebook, just look up Orange County Choppers. Our Facebook page should pop right up. If you want to check out the website, it's www.orangecountychoppers.com. And you also have a direct link to our merchandise site, which is my pet project.
And I happen to know, I'm not going to let much out of it. Everybody knows that the very beautiful model, Layla Von Athey, who is the founder and the co-founder, Robin, with Miss Outlaw Boutique, a very successful outlaw boutique, is talking with Joni about the new retail product line that's going to be coming out for men and women's clothing. And it's going to be really, really edgy to complement, Sean, the new Senior Series bikes.
Very cool.
Sean, would you and help me out on this one? Would it be better for a lot of fans? We had a couple people just hit us in. In terms of guys that are on Instagram, would it be better for people to go straight to the Instagram Orange County Choppers page or to the Paul Tuttle Senior page to see the latest of what's coming out of there?
Both of them are pretty well maintained. Senior is a little more on top of things. So, I mean, Senior does more personal stuff from his life.
Yes, he does.
So if you want to dig deep into what Senior's got going on, go to his Instagram. If you want to see what's going on with OCC, go to the OCC Instagram.
Okay, cool.
And I think Paul's is just Paul Senior on Instagram,
Paul
right?
Tuttle Senior, yeah.
Paul Tuttle, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's Paul Tuttle Senior, all one big word.
Okay, very, very good. Sean, you will be joining us now as a regular and keeping us up to date with all the great things coming out of OCC up there. We're going to make it a regular feature. We really appreciate you taking time away from your family to join us today on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Have a great day, Sean. Thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean from Orange County Choppers. You know him, you love him from the show. Great guy, man. Great, great guy, man. Bub, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about what the Senior Series Choppers are. They'll be available through BEM and OCC. You're working on getting everything done so they can get up on the website.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So the Senior Series bikes are it's going to be a mass production bike. These are still going to be a limited amount, but it is going to be the first mass production bike rolling out of Orange County Choppers. That's straight and simple. It's affordable to the average guy. You know, it's going to be not only comparable to, but cheaper than probably 60% of the Harley Davidson product line, utilizing the best quality and products. Coming with a very unique design. All of them will still be very personalized in terms of, you know, the colors you want to choose, You know, whether you like chrome or black accessories, some guys out there like everything murdered out, that all black look. Some people like that chrome look. So all of that stuff is going to be fully optioned as you place your bike. They built to spec to your design and come with a complete collector series number on it. So it'll be something that you want to get your hands on if you want a bike for under that $30,000 mark that's right out of the gate, custom built for you and from one of the best names in the industry at Orange County Choppers.
It's amazing because now for the first time.
Did somebody write that? Was that a script I just read?
No, you're not scripted, bub. Good morning.
Where did I just roll that from?
Good morning to Jeff Corsi out there, man. Our really good friends out there. Jeff, to have Jeff, have your brother.
I already talked to Jesse this morning.
Okay, Jesse at Morpheus, Morpheus Designs. Morpheus is the people that we turn to for all of the exotic car wraps, the clear bras and everything like that.
Yep.
Did you talk to Jesse about the Jeep? The MLB
yes.
Jeep. Okay,
yes.
So that's already taken care of. Okay, thank you so much, Bob. Jeff's a private pilot. He flies people all over the world, and he always stays up with us, man. I really, really appreciate it. Great guy, man. Stationed out of South Florida here, man.
That's right.
So I saw him getting Trump's plane and fly it off the tarmac the other day.
Possible.
They had fighters scramble around him.
Yeah, I know. That's because he stole the plane.
That's exactly right. He always steals the show, though, man.
Yeah.
Remember we were pulling into the Supercar Week show last year. We were in our Porsches, and he pulled right around in front of us.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember.
I was in the Jag. I was going to tag him in the quarter panel.
Yeah, probably. And the valet left your door and window open all night long, and it poured rain. That's nice. Yeah. On top of wrecking the front of the Porsche, that was great. Right
yeah,
against
man.
The pole.
You had to fix
it. Hey, they killed it that night.
Yeah, they literally killed it that night, man. So the Senior Series Choppers, you're going to put the spec sheets up. There's going to be financing available on them. $24,900 is the price point on them, bud. Color options, saddle seat color options, a whole nine yards, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a really cool setup. It's all going to be optioned and available through the BEM and the OCC sites. And literally, it's going to be as simple as, like, go through, select your designs. Options are going to be hardtail or softtail. Click on whether or not you want the chrome or black for the optioned accessories, whether it be the exhaust systems, whether it be the front spring or front ends, you know, the wheel color, you know, things like that. So you're going to have those quick little options. Just click on the black or chrome, and that's all going to be personal taste and built to you. And as the bike's built, it'll be built in 3 to 5 days and delivered to your door within a week. So it's just that simple. Financing options on it right out of the gate. So it's like, why would you not do that?
That I can't. It's going to be a really, really, really cool venture, Bob.
Yep.
We're really looking forward to it. But we are at the top of the hour. We're out of time. I don't know why we didn't get the cue from the New York studio. Something must be going on.
No, I turned it down.
Oh, you did, Bob?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
But you heard it, right?
No, I got to go.
All right. Sounds good, Bob. So that does it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. Join us Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, thank you from around the world for joining us. Over 10 million audience members, Bob. We really, really appreciate it. Things coming out of BEM and OCC this year, Bob. Stay up with us. Thank you to Sean from Orange County Choppers for joining us. Paul Sr., Joni up there, we love all of you guys. Family is family, and nothing will separate that. Bob, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the doors for somebody whose hands are full. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet that have holes in them. And if somebody's standing at the corner with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," take them right across the street there to Sitco. A power bar and a protein shake are cheaper than a designer's cup of coffee, isn't it, Bob?
That's right.
Until next time, Bob.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.